Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we talk about Con Ed courses for the spine. We talk about bridging the gap between rehab and strength and conditioning. And we talk about all the information out there on social media and if that's enough to learn from.
The Ask Mike Reinold Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show. I am here at Champion PT and Performance up in Boston. We are here to share some of our experience, some of our mistakes, some of the things we've learned over the years with you guys by answering some of your questions.
I've never made mistakes.
So we are here to share. Welcome back. We want to answer some great questions. I have Lenny Macrina. We have Dave Tilley in the house. Our exceptional students from Sac State and University of Kentucky here. We have Jake and Bake and Evan 11 to ask us some of your questions. So we're good. We were thinking we need more of a fun intro though, but I don't know.
We just let us know.
We can't think of it. Yeah, give us some ideas if you're getting sick of our intro. So if you want to see like what we do to get prepped up, we all get it in beforehand. Whoa, podcast.
What would you do if it's on your podcast?
Well, funny.
Awesome. All right, Jake and Bake, let's roll. All
right. Sorry for the pronunciation here. Ahmed Reza from Iran. I'm a PT and have many problems with evaluation and treatment of the spine, especially cervical and lumbar. Are there any good ways, seminars, videos, etc., for me, like your shoulder and knee seminars?
So, all right, so you're a PT, you're having some issues with cervical lumbar, you want to learn more about cervical lumbar. Are there any products like Lenny and I's online kneeseminar.com or myshoulderseminar.com?
I think you're cutting yourself short. You apparently understand the thoracic spine well, because you didn't mention that. So use those principles and apply that to lumbar and cervical. I think it's just a confidence thing, and I've been there. There's a bunch of stuff to learn, but I think just watching them move and listening to them, it's a simple thing we say week in and week out, but I think it's you can do this with just simple mechanics and watching movement and listening to somebody and prescribing exercise appropriately.
I don't know. I mean, it's not a plug, but I found some of the McKenzie concepts beneficial, kind of out of the gate as a general.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
You could say whatever you want about the treatment and like whether that's the only way to go about it. I don't think it is, but they do a great job of reviewing the anatomy, going pretty hardcore into the motions of the spine and like why you want to look at it. So if you're looking for a kind of the general overview and then take whatever you'd like away from there, I think it's good for general low back and neck pain, but I don't think that it carries over to sport, which is where maybe tying some other systems with it. That would be my advice.
Some movements. I think the best way to...
The textbooks are available too for McKenzie. You have to go to the course.
I totally agree. I mean, I certainly, and especially early on in my career, I barely treated spine. I guess I really didn't treat spine that much. So I felt super incompetent in spine myself. So I definitely have been there in that same approach from you. And I sought out a bunch of different techniques and systems and, you know, all the different courses that are out there myself. And I would say I came to the conclusion, Lenny came here, that there isn't a magic system out there. There isn't something I'm missing. I just wasn't confident because I didn't see him that much. So I think Dave's right. If you want to learn about, you know, use some of the baseline courses from McKenzie or Paris or something like that to learn the basics. But then I think if you apply it to movement, there isn't like a magic system. But to answer your question, which none of us have done yet.
Nice.
I don't know. I don't think there's an online course for that, especially with the spine. I think that's kind of tough for the spine.
I don't know why.
I know Chad Cook has some stuff out there. I think he does some stuff on MedBridge. He may have some other stuff. I don't know. He's, you know, a good spine, just kind of a general spine thing, just to kind of get the basics.
There is on MedBridges, Kyle Kissel, I think, has a good low back and neck course that I took.
Yeah, so maybe some on MedBridge. I don't really know otherwise.
But you can use promo code Lenny2016 to get a discount.
Can you use that next year?
You may not use it next year. It may change to Lenny2017. I'm going to talk to MedBridge about that one.
Check that one out. What's the discount? What do they get?
They get like $225 off for a whole year.
That's
unlimited
CEU.
So.
Unbelievable. How about that? Extra bonus of this episode.
$200 for the whole year.
You want to save over $200, use promo code Lenny2016 for MedBridge. Or it depends on the year. Depends on the year you're on. Awesome. All right, what's the next question? Right,
Steve from Miami. Hi, guys. Love the show.
Hi.
I'm a second-year PE student with my CSCS. I'm hoping to learn more about exercise prescription and bridging the gap between PT and strength conditioning training. Do you have any recommendations on CEU courses or other material that deal with the subject?
I think with us at Champion, that's a bit of our model. We kind of say we kind of do that. We have an integrated system of rehab and performance training and, you know, fitness, strength, and conditioning here. So that's kind of what we do. And we've done some seminars here that we've recorded that are for sale on the website. It's Champion PTP, like physical therapy and performance. So championptpeducation.com. And if you go there, there's a couple of our seminars that we've done on these exact topics on how we do that here. I don't really think that exists otherwise. I mean, those are our foundational courses on kind of, you know, how we apply what we do here at Champion. But I don't know if there's other ones out there, to be honest with you.
Charlie stuff.
So, yeah, but I don't know if that's, I mean, I guess.
That's some of them.
Yeah, I mean, so Charlie Weingroff talks about some of these a little bit, like this rehab equals training concept. But I don't think that really... I don't know if that addresses the bridging the gap thing.
I think the best thing to do is to learn from strength coaches and then develop your own ideas about how it matters.
You bridge your own gap. You learn strength and conditioning and learn how to apply that to your people.
Right. Yeah.
But if you check out our programs, I think that would serve a good baseline for you to kind of go in different directions.
You need a CSCS if you get NSCA credits.
Nailed it.
I don't know if you can from the home study.
Oh, you can?
Didn't nail it.
Okay. Cut that.
Edit. All right. What's next? What's number three?
From Winnipeg. With all the free flowing knowledge out there, such as on Instagram, podcasts, YouTube, blogs, etc., do you think it's worthwhile for new PTs to actually pay for and sometimes travel for their continuing ed?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of free-flowing information out there. That doesn't mean that information is good. Yeah. So I think one of the easiest ways to determine if the information is at least decent is that prolific person on social media also educating? Are they teaching courses? Are they doing seminars? Are they speaking at national meetings? Are they publishing research publications? Those types of things. There's a lot of people squawking online.
Do they still treat people?
Do they actually work with you? There's a lot of squawking going on online, but you got to say, like, if they're actually doing the circuits and speaking at the big meetings and publishing papers, then that's probably a little bit more legit. So I definitely think you need to seek that out. I think the internet is filled with probably more bad information than good.
But yeah, definitely.
You guys?
I mean, you got somebody like Kevin Wilk, who's our mentor in Birmingham. He's grinding it every day, treating people. Mike and I, same thing. Not grinding, but we're treating people every day. We feel it every day. You know, we got research still coming out, weighted ball stuff and other stuff going on. So, you know, we do it, we talk about it, and then if you like what we put out there, then you can, you know, attend. We were just talking about this the other day about doing, like, live stuff versus just online stuff. There's definitely a spot for it to get the online stuff, the hands-on stuff, the manual-type stuff, and just the interaction with your coworkers, with your colleagues, and just, you know, spitting ideas off of each other and talking, I think is huge. So,
yeah. Yeah, it puts me in a mindset when I go to a course or a seminar too, and sometimes it's nice to be the participant, but like it puts you in a mindset where you're talking and you're creative and you're thinking, what am I going to do different? Like, you know, I don't know. I think online education is the way to go. I think that's the number one way, but I don't think the live stuff is gone. I don't think, nor should it ever be.
Yeah,
I would agree. I'd say that's kind of one of my biggest pet peeves now is the abundance of people who are self-proclaimed experts or, you know, can move really well and, you know, have crazy exercises, but then, like, just kind of, it's there, it's not there. And the other thing is, like, people just chopping each other's knees out, and now we just have arguments about different methods. It's like, pay for a course, go listen to what they have to say, if it's respected, and then take away what you need. kind of go about your business?
There's definitely a demand. There's a lot out there. I mean, this guy's traveling, you know, every weekend recently to get the word out on rehab, gymnastics people. You know, I've done some stuff this year, and this episode is sponsored by JetBlue. Or Southwestern. But there's definitely a demand. You just got to maybe follow somebody, follow a few people, see what you like, and then see what they offer.
You have to make the value there. That's what's important. Yeah. You have to create the value and say, why should people come to pay and do it? Because you're trying to put effort into it. You know, we all spend hours reading research and thinking up ideas and trying to put out good material, not just like saying whatever we think before it's really processed. I think that's really a big cap for me.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Another great episode. We appreciate it. Please go to MikeReinold.com, click on the podcast link, ask us some more awesome questions, subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever, leave us a nice review, and just really, you know, help spread the word. It really means a lot to us to hear what you guys think about the program and how we can make it better. So help spread the word on social media if you don't mind, kind of, you know, help this podcast grow, and we'll keep doing it down the road. So thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeReinold.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeReinold.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.